Oh, is this the bit where we're meant to speak? Oh,
here we go.
They're back. The show with the pressure and Frosty.
This is what you've been waiting for. This is what you've been waiting for. This is what you've been waiting for. This is what you've been waiting for.
Hello and welcome to the show with the pressure and Frosty. It's our February edition of the show and we are trying to look our finest and dandiest because we are having our very first video podcast. You're looking very swish there, Dave, in your Hoxton studios.
Thanks, Al Frosto. You look pretty good there in the Berkshire bunker, as we like to call it.
Thank you. I think I need to level up my game now we're on video, so I've put some nice clothes on instead of my school wear, and I've got all the lights to make myself look as presentable as possible, and you may have noticed I'm wearing my glasses now as well.
BS. That's what I think.
BS.
People can decode what that means, what that's abbreviated for. So for like 10 years, I've had to endure you with your sweaty after-school face. And oh, we're going to be on video, Emma. Maybe I'll get dressed for the first time in 10 years.
Yeah, normally I'd be wearing my cardigan and tie and my lanyard. But, you know, I feel like I'm socializing with the world now. I feel like I'm more connecting better to the world.
You look like you're going on safari, and I like that.
The safari of Tilehurst. What shall we find?
Khaki on khaki. That's good for you. I'm a more of a beigey and grey kind of guy. Unfortunately, I can't wear reds. It's like, oh, I see people in red. I think, oh, you're so, you know, you've got so much volume about you. I put it on. I'm stupid.
But red is what Arsenal wear, so you must
exactly.
Look
I know.
Awful.
Look silly in my own jersey.
What's silly about wearing red? Is it because of your face?
There's nothing silly about my face, mate.
Well, what sort of colours do you go for when you're finding your attire?
I'm finding I'm looking really fat in white at the moment, so. I've gone for black today because I knew it'd be on and you wouldn't see any of my, you know, my blemishes under my pits and whatnot. So yeah, black's just easy. I was trying to be a bit more colorful this week because it felt a bit nicer, like it was a bit springy yesterday, so I was like, oh, put some color on, and I saw myself in the mirror and I thought, you drab out of shape loser, shirt back on, mate.
This is very unexpected, out of shape. You were doing so well last week. We're not going to go to gym talk just yet. We'll save that for later. We'll put a pin in it. But yeah, spring was lovely yesterday. The colours I'm choosing, I'm trying to be a bit more mature about my clothing choices. So I'm not going for these big, bold colours anymore. I am going for muted colours. And I like what I'm wearing. It's called a shacket. It's like a shirt and a jacket in one. It's all the rage now. I've got three of them, and I'm going to buy more. It's the 20s. It's the style of the 20s.
I've got one, but it's beige, so I don't really like to wear it over. I like something probably needs to cover it. As shackets go, you don't want a light colour. Like, have you ever had white jeans?
Oh, God. You can't even wear them one night without getting a stain on them.
I've had beigey cream jeans, but yeah, I've never had white, and then anything white or light, it's just not for me, you know. There'll be a splodge on it before I know it. So
I love wearing white and light colors, but my goodness, it's neon impossible to keep clean. The stains, you just can't get the stains out no matter how often you wash them. I do like it, but you know, you got a bit of snake bite on that, it's game over.
Why the glasses though? What are you trying to prove here?
Well, I wear glasses now. I went to the optician. I think we spoke about it in the previous podcast, didn't we? I went to opticians and I've got reading glasses now. It's what I wear when I read.
But you're not reading now.
But these are also for the screen. They're for screen.
We're not in the library now, mate. Come on, it's a Friday night.
Okay. Is that better? Little visual gag there. No, these glasses are really good. It helps me see in the evenings. What happens is, I can focus, no problem, I can read it, but then at the end of the day, my eyes are going long distance, short distance, and they're getting a bit tired, so everything's a bit blurry towards the end of the day. So if I preempt that from happening, then at the end of the day, I'm okay and I can see things.
I've been having eye aches recently because I've been working a bit later. And if I'm at work, I'm on a screen and I'm reading and I'm looking at stuff. So this week, rather than look at a screen, I just read the newspaper and magazines and no eye headaches. I've cured myself.
Digital detox.
That's what it's been in the evenings. I glance up. Oh, what's that happening there? Okay, nothing interesting. Let's get back to the newspaper.
It's more wholesome. It's more wholesome. It just feels like, and also because it's from a published place, you know, it's not going to be some Tom, Dick or Harry talking about nonsense, you know, even if it's a newspaper, which you got to take with a pinch of salt. At least it's gone through some sort of vetting process. It's not just an idiot shouting its mouth off.
If you can find a paper on the tube, what one are you going to pick up, or what would you lean over someone to pick up?
You know what? I wouldn't even pick up a paper. I used to read the Metro and it's just terrible. I wouldn't pick up a paper. I was listening to January's episode talking about what you do on the tube, and as I said, you know, I just stare. I just switch my brain off. And I think, to be a bit more accurate, I think I meditate without even knowing I'm meditating. You know, I just switch off, I zone out, and I'm aware of my surroundings, but I'm just sort of central and just thinking, you know, thinking about where I'm going, where I've been, how I'm feeling. And I'm not consciously thinking that, but I think that's what I do on the tube.
For the purposes of build and accept and go with the flow, if you saw a paper on the tube, which paper would you pick up? What one would you want?
Oh, I would definitely go for the Metro or Evening Standard. It's a bit cheekier, isn't it? It's like, what's going on in the evening?
I saw you more as a sort of like Daily Star kind of, you know, or the Record. Is the Record about the same kind of thing, is that?
I like the Record only because it's Scottish, and I like watching BBC Scotland from time to time because I just like the accents, you know. I like laughing at their culture in a nice way and just seeing all the different faces. Everyone looks a bit rougher in Scotland and I like that. And it's kind of funny and homely. So, I'd probably read the Daily Record, but it's rubbish, isn't it? It's rubbish.
I like to see a local paper. If I can ever find a regional one, the Berkshire Times or whatever, I like a bit of a thumb through, see what the local football team's doing, see what the issues are this week, where they're digging up, what's happening around Wynnersh Triangle this weekend. You know, I just like to get into a scene and, okay, oh, the A104 is closed near the High Street for something repair works.
Yeah, and if I'm on tour, I love listening to or going on to the local BBC, BBC Midlands. It's kind of fun. I was listening to BBC Midlands when I was in Tamworth, and they've all got their very well known presenters. Like, they know that they're famous in that little pond, and I like that feeling that they feel like they're big people, but they're not really. It's kind of nice. I like that.
As ponds go, where do you think you're the most famous? Where's your turf where you can really be yourself?
Well, that is a deep question. Where do I feel that I'm most spoken about and have the most social gravitas? I would probably say the kids at school, because they think I'm this massive celebrity, because they've seen me on the adverts, doing the Suzuki advert. They've seen photos of me as Santa and with Peter Purvis, and I think they see me as this major celebrity. Yeah, that's probably there. It's kind of weird, though.
For anyone seeing you for the first time, so we're recording this for the first time today, what's the Suzuki advert? Where can we Google you after the show and watch you on screen? Different screen.
Well, you can Google Owen Frost. You'll find me on my Mandy Actors profile. And the Suzuki advert, it's those adverts that you get before a YouTube clip. And I'm in a Suzuki car saying, some people think every bolt in my Suzuki is blessed. And it cuts to this man blessing a bolt. And then I say, ha, no need. Every bolt in Suzuki comes as standard. Suzuki, good, different. And another coincidence is I'm wearing the same shirt that they gave me on the day I wore this in the advert, and they gave it to me for free. Oh, turnaround of events.
It's like watching the outtakes right now.
It is a bit, yeah.
Any good snacks in the green room that day that you remember?
Oh, my goodness. It was unbelievable. We were filming in Bulgaria and their snack truck is just off the charts, because it's like they've got their own deli as a snack van. So all the cheeses, all the meats, all the breads, if you want a Kit Kat, if you want all the coffees, chocolates, crisps, everything. But I was so nervous. I didn't have anything. I didn't eat anything. Nothing. I was so nervous.
How's the diet going? Last time we caught up, you were having half a Huel, an egg and a carrot. That's all you ate all day.
That's true. Well, do you want to swing this by to a little bit of gym talk? Shall we hit it?
If that's the way we're going, let's go in that direction, eh?
Okay, here we go. Gym talk. Ooh. I've had a month of two halves in January. The first half, I was on fire. I was running faster. Every day I was running a bit faster, eating healthier. I lost a kilogram, and that is the equivalent to 2.2 pounds. 1 kilogram is 2.2 pounds. I was going really well with that. Then 2 weeks ago today, I started getting a chest infection. And for the past 2 weeks, I've been out for the count. I'm back at work now. But they sent me home from work. I was so ill, they sent me home. Now I'm talking about it, I'm going to have to cough. So I'm going to see if I can mute the mic.
Mucus the mic. This is a speciality. This isn't just this month, people. And it's not he's just, oh, I'm ill today. He's like this on most episodes. It's the main reason why we don't do it together is because I don't want all that dribble around me when I'm presenting.
Yeah, it was awful. No, honestly, I was really ill and I could barely walk up the stairs without getting out of breath. I'm still coughing now. So unfortunately, I haven't been able to exercise in the past 2 weeks. I've had a really terrible, terrible time. Again, that's twice I've been majorly ill in 2 months. It's not good. It's not good. But how are you getting on? You said you were worried about looking all fat and stuff.
Just moved house and the mirrors in the bathroom are quite revealing. There's a lot of them and you just get out of the bath in a slightly awkward position but all wet and you're like, oh no. Ooh. It's just being presented with myself on a more regular basis now and I'm like, oh dear, I need to sort this out, mate. But I've just been eating too much. There's still been like leftovers from Christmas and I've just been continuing to eat a bit too much junk. But I went to an evening with the Soil Association the other day.
What?
And there was an organic farmer there. There was a nutritionalist. There was a chef who pretty much only uses organic. And they just came up with some really insightful, interesting ways to be thinking about your food and how it relates to your body and your circumstances and the planet, and just helped steer me in the right direction again. I was doing quite a few of the things that they mentioned anyway, but they just shared a few tips on just processed foods or things to maybe avoid and maybe, you know, certain vegetables to buy in certain seasons because it's better for us and the planet, and just how to cook better at home. Don't chuck any stuff away. Don't peel your spuds and things. Chuck it all in.
Yeah.
No, you don't need to peel that nonsense off. Put it in the mash, mate.
Yeah.
So that's helped. Because I eat, like, as a kind of practicing plant veganist, there's loads of substitute stuff, and I know that that doesn't actually make me feel that great anymore now, and I'm thinking, do I want to eat fake cheese? Do I want to eat fake meat at all? Do I want to really just try and cut that out now? And is it better for me to actually, if I went out or went somewhere, is it better to eat meat than to eat a fake meat substitute? Or I would never eat fake cheese on a pizza anymore. If you have a vegan pizza and they just put run-of-the-mill fake cheese on, it's just not worth eating.
Is it unhealthy?
It's not satisfying to eat. It's just crap. It's just rubbish. If they take the time to make the thing, if they make the product themselves, then it's going to be good. But if you're just buying stuff in the supermarket, fake things, it's just, there's a lot of so many ingredients in the back because they're trying to bind things together, some sort of soya protein, yeah, pea protein, and then loads of flavorings and preservatives to make it appear like it's meat or cheese. So how good is that for you? I don't know anymore. Would it be better to just eat some meat?
Eat some lovely, delicious meat. Yeah, I think people think because it's vegan, it's healthy, or because it's vegetarian, it's healthy, and it's very much not the case. You go to Aldi and you look at the vegetarian options, and they've got the colour charts, and a lot of the fat content is red because you're having like 53% of your daily fat in this one chicken Kiev or one pie. So it's not necessarily the case. But I don't know. As you know, I'm a flexitarian.
I don't eat
meat in the week. Then eat a lot in the weekend. So that's what works for me. But you know, each to his own. You've got to find your own food journey, and I think you're still looking for yours, aren't you?
I'm changing it, always changing it. And now I'm just like, do I eat fake meat or should I just have a bit of, if I'm forced with, you got this meat or it's fake meat, and I might just say, all right, I'll have some meat then because I still love it.
I think it's okay to have a little bit of meat now and again. Don't berate yourself for all that and just sort of do what works.
Don't meet yourself up.
Oh, hold on a second. Hold on a second. We're there. Did that play for you?
Long second. Long second, our end, anyway. In Berkshire, that's...
Hey, there we go. We got there in the end. It was worth it.
So they sent you home from school for being just, like, too much of a mess.
Yeah, yeah. I went to school for 2 days, and I was a mess. And then on the Wednesday, the deputy head said, look, I've got to send you home. You can't stay. You've got to go home. And I think they thought that they were doing me a favour by saying, oh, go home, have a sick day, you know. I don't get paid if I don't work, so it doesn't benefit me anyway. I would have worked the whole thing, but because they sent me home on that day, and it was worse the next day and the next day, I couldn't go in because they just sent me home again.
And were you at school today?
Yes.
Did they let you back in?
Yes, I've been in school all week, and it's good. I was teaching in reception today. We were learning about the Chinese New Year, so we were dancing around with, like... dragons and listening to Chinese music. Someone said, a little girl said to me, Mr. Frost, you're beautiful like a daffodil. And I thought that was very cute. Kind of lovely. And then another child said,
like a daffodil.
Like a daffodil. Another child said, how old are you? I said, I'm 41. They went, no way. And then they said, how old's your mother? I said, I think she's about 60 now. And they went, is she older than you?
No, she's not. No, she's not anymore. Not anymore, lads.
I've caught up. Hey, you're listening to the show. This is the show with the Pressure and Frosty. This is our February edition. And we've got lots of fun things coming up in February. I think February is sort of like the start of the new year. This is like the first of 2024, you know, because we've got Pancake Day coming up, Valentine's Day, the Six Nations. We've got National Singing Day, which is today. The 1st of February, National Singing Day. You love a day, Dave.
Yeah, I love a day. I thought it was the 2nd day, and the Six Nations kicks off tonight, from what I saw in my view cam. Yeah. So, pretty good day. and then Chinese New Year as well, Year of the Dragon.
It is the Year of the Dragon.
So we can get a bit fiery for 2024, which is what we all want. You know, we don't want Year of the Slug again. That was a boring one. Year of the Sloth. You're looking at him, people. You're the dragon. That's what it's about, man. I only learned to recently toss a pancake, and I did find it so satisfying that I want to do it a bit more. I want to have some more pancakes this month rather than just on the day. I want to build them into, like, oh, let's have pancakes tonight. I don't know if it's a weekly thing, and I don't know if it's as regimented as Monday is stew day, Tuesday is stir fry, Thursday is meat substitute with something. I don't know if I'm ready to add pancakes to that mix yet, but it'd be nice to have them regularly there and to just know I could just whack some out just as a fancy.
Savory pancake.
If you like, yeah. Yeah, have it at dinner. That's a crepe.
I like the idea of just having a jug of batter just ready to go in your fridge. And because then you just fry it and then it's easy to go. It's easy to make a batch of it. Have it for breakfast with some bananas and honey. That'd be lovely, that would. A little bit of cream.
So we're in Feb, you're feeling optimistic. Oh, yay, oh, yay. How did you get on with some of your resolutions? Because you were quite bold in what you were up to last month. You were going through all your old music and diarising it. You were getting a book for the potty.
Yes.
You were going to clean the bathroom. Yeah. You were going to sort out your ties. You were going to cross off the list. And you were going to make some sort of video monologue and actually go and shoot it. Did any of these things happen?
Yes. So, I did, yeah. I think I've successfully completed everything and continuing to do so. I did film my monologue. I was really pleased with how it turned out. It was freezing cold. I filmed it in the castle, near a castle in Oxford, and it was, I think it was like 1 degree on the weekend that I did it. Freezing cold, and there were some families that wanted to like play hide and seek around the castle, so I had to wait for them to finish. And so I had to pretend to like, do bird watching because it's weird me just being having a camera on my own. And then they asked me, oh, what you doing here? And I said, oh, just looking at the birds. What birds have you seen? And they had to make some birds up on the spot. I said, like, oh, I saw a robin. I didn't want to say tit because I think they were already a little bit thinking I was a bit weird, but I was just like, oh, some other things. But, you know, it's early days. Anyway, the monologue went really well. I've had some very good feedback, and I can put a link to it in the show description so you can all have a look at it as well. I'm really pleased with how it's turned out, and I've been using that now to apply for jobs. And I think it's a good representation of my skills and what I can do. So that's gone really well. The potty book has been brilliant. It's been amazing, those potty books. Very, very good. Yeah.
You said you bought Charlie Brooker.
Yeah, so I bought a book of Charlie Brooker's old Guardian articles, screen wipe, starting from the year 2000. So it's like going, and every month he's got, and every week he's got a different one. And so I'm up to 2002 now, and they're talking about pop stars with Darius, and he's talking about digital TV. And it's really interesting hearing him talk about all of these things that we grew up in, and we don't think it's that long ago, but the way that he's talking seems like a lifetime ago. Talking about the first Big Brother when Craig won, you know, it's that sort of that far back. So I've been really enjoying that. And the hard part now is to restart after starting, but I can do it.
You're starting from in motion now, so to restart,
yeah
it's gonna be better.
I think so.
Like, you ain't got to get off the couch, you're already stood up, like you're already ready to run. Like, oh I had a little rest, but I was running pretty fast, wouldn't I? Yeah, I'll run fast again then, wouldn't I? Oh, look at me now. 2.2 pounds lighter. Look at me go. Bloody gone, isn't it? Where's he gone? He's gone. He's gone back looking for tits around the castle. What? The bloody birds. What? No, the black robins. Oh, I see.
You said that your New Year's resolution was to do the yoga pose where you push yourself up from your arms. How are you getting on with that?
I did like a handstand for about 5 seconds-ish today. It's one of my longest and most successful. I was like, wow, I don't know where it came from because I haven't been practicing at all, really. But I was thinking about it this morning. I was like, oh, no, I'm going to record and he's going to grill me, isn't he? He'll dig me in the ribs if I hadn't done it. I haven't done it. So I did it and it worked really well. An instructor came over to help and just got in the way and made a mess of it and made me fall over
and lose me confidence and stuff. So I don't know if I'll do no more inversions, but
it's been going all right. I was pleased. I haven't practiced, so I'm not ready to just show my workings yet, but maybe by next month I'll do a handstand for you or something. Maybe.
Oh, he's not committing.
Why bother? You don't want to see me fall,
yes.
Do you? You wouldn't want to see me fail on camera.
Yes, please. We'll do it live on the show. And your other resolution was to try and get more presenting work, to try and muscle your way in to the presenting world. How's that gone?
I've been doing a lot of coaching and I've been doing a lot more live presenting myself, and I'm having to think about it a bit more. So I have practiced a hell of a lot more without even, again, trying. And then just looked at the radars yesterday and I'm looking at the stations that aren't performing as well. And I'm like, hey, guys, you're struggling right now. Do you need a new face? Do you need some new energy? Maybe pick me. So I've got an idea.
It's time for Gadget News. A monthly rundown of all things Gadge with the Pressure and Frosty. Take it away, lads.
Okay, there we are. From that to that. It's Gadget News right now, so...
I didn't mean to do that. That was a mistake. Sorry.
Cut me off in my non-fly. It doesn't matter. Like, reporting on news that hasn't happened, it's fine. I don't mind. I don't mind. It's cool. And I liked the new ident anyway.
It's time for Gadget News, and I've got a couple of things to talk about this year in Gadget News. Big one for Apple. Apple's making dramatic changes to the App Store in the UK. Now, normally when you want to download an app, you've got to use the official App Store. You can't download anything from elsewhere. Had the USB-C on the iPhone 15, now we've got this. This will allow users to download apps from other sources for the first time. And it's letting developers offer different ways to pay for goods. So you can download an app that's not on the App Store, just an independent somewhere. You could do it that way instead.
Do you have any lined up, any apps that aren't on the App Store that you want then?
Well, the only one that I know that isn't available in the App Store is Fortnite, the very popular game. They decided to not do it on the App Store because they were very annoyed at how much profit the App Store is taking. So they've basically said, we're not going on the App Store, but now people will be able to download Fortnite afterwards.
What you need in your life is not another flipping video game, so you hold back getting that update. The number of households and businesses installing rooftop solar panels has reached its highest level in 12 years, while heat pump installations climbed to record highs in 2023. The figure showed almost 190,000 solar panel installations, which is record numbers of people making greener energy for themselves and for their communities. You can open your own, like, power station in your community. You can all put panels on together, and you can share the electrical harness, and you can flog it back to the rest of us on, like, gas, etc.
I like the sound of that. I do like solar power. I like the idea of it, but I still don't think the technology is there. I feel like if you had solar power now, in 4 years' time, there's going to be a much better revolution. I feel like it's almost there. And if you have it now, I think it's going to look very, very dated very, very soon. That's my 2 pence.
I think it's the batteries to store it. That's the issue. Storing it is what's tricky.
It hasn't followed Moore's law, the batteries. They've stayed the same pretty much for the past 10, 20 years. There have been developments in laboratories, but they still haven't managed to produce it for the public.
Well, there we have it, okay.
I've got another bit of gadget news. The Y brush. How long do you take to brush your teeth, Dave?
About a minute-ish.
Yeah, about a minute. Well, the Y brush is something that looks like a gum shield, and it's got a battery sticking out, and that creates the Y shape, which is why it's called the Y brush. And it says it can clean your teeth in 10 seconds. The manufacturers claim it can brush your teeth more effectively than brushing your teeth traditionally for 2 minutes of a traditional cleaning toothbrush. And I like the idea of that. I like just sticking something in your mouth, 10 seconds, completely clean, and you know it's done a good job because it's completely surrounding all of the teeth. It retails at about £90 from the Y-Brush website, and I'm very tempted to get one, you know.
On the Y's, how that cleans your teeth in 10 seconds. How often do you clean your wife front?
Every day nowadays. I'm a changed man. I'm in my 40s now. I change my socks and pants every day without fail.
Next month, listener, when I demonstrate my handstand and pincher, Owen will also show us his white wife fronts, because I do not believe him unless we see
the
evidence.
I'll show you my tighty whities. Now, it's the end of gadget news, and what normally happens in the show is we play What's Your Goat? So we're just going to play it now for you.
What gets your goat? Who gets your goat? Who gets your goat? Who gets your goat? What gets your goat? Who gets your goat? What gets your goat? Who gets your goat?
Yes, it's time for What Gets Your Goat. And I've been watching some really good TV in January. It's gotten me through the whole of January. And I've really enjoyed watching The Traitors. I thought it was amazing. I hadn't watched it before and had no idea what the show was about. The first episode's a bit annoying. It's a bit overly dramatic. But I was enthralled and I thought it was amazing. And also Squid Game, the game show that was on Netflix. That was really interesting as well. I really liked those two shows. But what gets my goat about those two shows is at the very end, it ends on a cliffhanger. Not like a cliffhanger where, oh, I wonder what's going to happen next. It's a cliffhanger where a major decision has been made and they're not revealing it. Like a terrible teaser. So it builds up all of this tension, and just when you really want to know the answer, they stop. And you lose all of that tension and you're annoyed because, like, I'm watching the next show anyway. Why do that? Because that's not making me want to watch the next episode. I'm going to watch it anyway. And then when you watch the next episode, all of that tension a week later has gone. So you watch it and you go, oh, right, that happened. Okay. And it's such a wasted opportunity. And I just hate how some of these shows are deliberately pulling at the pleasure just so they can guarantee the next show. And I think it's detrimental to the viewer. That gets my goat. And what's gotten your goat this month, Dave?
I don't know if I've actually got any. I don't know if I've been too irked. I've been, I guess, motor cars in the general vicinity just behaving a bit, like, barbarically. And there's a particular brand of motor carist that just seem to play up to the stereotype. I wonder if when they go to the garage, They just know what they're in for. They're like, yeah, I'm going to just drive out of here. I'm going to floor it, and I'm going to beat me on. And it's just like, come on. Like, you're driving at 20 miles an hour around here. Why even bother having a car horn? It's not going to get you anywhere. And it just adds to the, like, you know, the urban soundscape that's already pretty noisy anyway.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, as a motorist myself, it's you do go into a different mindset when you're driving. Like, the littlest thing, if I'm on my own, I'll just swear and say the worst things. And then I've got to stop myself.
If you were just sat at some lights and they changed, and then you, like, the person at the front just sort of wasn't pulling away quick enough, and you were about third or fourth in line, would you just be like...
No, I wouldn't do that. I'd do a little... I'd do that. I wouldn't go... Because that is rude. A little...
See, you know who I mean then. You know what make of carist does that. Them lot, they get my... Someone did it this morning. That's why I'm thinking about it, so... Just that level of, like, just, you know, you're in your car. It's a nice car. You're in a nice make of car. Why you gotta act like a plonker, mate? Come on. Still sweaty. When you get through that light, you're gonna be at the next bit of traffic. So what are you even rushing for? Like, you ain't getting, you're just not gonna get there no quicker. So keep your mouth shtum and turn your stereo up and put the show
20's
on.
20's plenty. As I say, you step into the car and you become a different person. It's so strange. I'm really trying not to do that. I'm just saying, stop now. That you don't really think that. I say some horrible things, and I've got to just say verbally to myself, you don't think that. Just don't. Don't say it. Still say it.
I was, like, rushing this morning, and I was like, and, like, chucking stuff on and off and things. And then I was like, come on, it's silly. You've got just about enough time, so relax. If I'm getting annoyed and stressed out, I'm, like, cheating myself now. So I'm trying to, like, push myself away from the ledge by coaching myself through and saying, you're the one that's losing out the most here, so just relax about that. Why are you thinking about him? He's annoying. I know he's annoying. You've been through it a billion times. Stop thinking about him. No, you're not thinking about him. So, okay. I've just counseled him. That's the first time I've done that this morning, and I'll see if I can keep that
up. It's good to do. It's good to do because, you know, you can only control yourself and how you react to external influences. You can't control external influences. And it's about how you react to them. So let's see a new mellow Dave for February, for our March edition. Well, thank you very much for joining us for our very first video podcast. I hope this has worked. We'll find out in the edit afterwards. We just don't know, but it's always good to try new things. So thanks again. If you've got any brand new listeners, you can join in with the show by contacting us on email at pressureandfrosty@gmail.com or join us on X at @pressure_frosty. So get in touch because we'd love to hear from you.
Like and subscribe. Listen back to all the other episodes because they're all, there's bits of goodness in all of them. You'll get the gist of it. And we do it once a month, so pretty much as early as we can in the month. It'll be in your inbox, in your eardrums. And support by letting us know what's got your goat or what you've enjoyed or how you're getting on in the gymnasium, what sort of snacks you're eating to make you stop eating cake. Please tell me that because I'm struggling.
Brilliant. And so I don't have our last jingle on because it's been so close to the bone. So I'm just going to end with a lovely round of applause. Thank you very much. And we'll see you in March. Bye-bye for now.